Yeah, I'm excited. I mean, I'm excited for him. You know, I think this is his opportunity to go out there and lead this team, and he's excited. He was here all weekend, spent a lot of time on his own game and getting ready for Cleveland. And so, you know, he's very, very excited, and we're looking forward to seeing what he can do.
Andre said this Browns secondary is one of the tougher ones that you guys will end up playing this season. What specifically about them makes them stand out compared to other secondaries?
A lot of good players. Joe Hayden is one of the best quarterbacks in the league. Plays press very well, plays off coverage very well. Dante Whitner has been in this league for a long time. I'm familiar with him from his days in Buffalo. Tough guy, great tackler, competitive in coverage, you know, great ball skills. They all have good ball skills back there. So it's a very challenging secondary to go against. And now, you know, they've added Jim Leonard into the mix there, who's a guy that knows, he's like a coach on the field, a guy that really can get those guys lined up. We just have a tremendous amount of respect for Cleveland, all their players and coaches, and the secondary, you know, definitely.
Does it help Mal in there with the Patriots? He's watched Penn's defense with the Jets and the Bills. Now he's watching it with the Browns.
Well, I think experience, you know, watching it is, you probably have a point there, John. I would say, yeah, I would say that would help him. But I think at the end of the day, the biggest thing is, you know, going against it, which he doesn't have experience on the field against it. So, you know, he's going to have to do a great job this week of preparing on the practice field in the film room. And then, you know, when the game starts, how does it go then? That's the big thing for any quarterback who hasn't seen it in live action. He's going to see it live, and you know, hopefully we've prepared him enough and he's able to go out there and do a good job with it.
The Blitz, when you're working on all the protection thing, you were fine until the team started coming after you like that. What can you do now with him and his lack of mobility, unable to do it right at this?
Yeah, well, I think part of that is, you know, people look at that, the different skill set of the quarterbacks, you know, with one guy runs a little bit better than another guy. To me, it starts with making sure that you know the read of the play, that you know, you understand where the ball is supposed to go almost as soon as the ball is snapped, and in many cases, hopefully before the ball is snapped. That's one of the keys. And then, you know, to me, the other key is that you're leading the protection, that you're on the same page with the offensive line, that you're getting everybody to the right guy that you want to be picked up, the six guys that you want protected. It's more about that than it is about who's mobile, who's not mobile. It's more about that.
What about the ball coming out, man?
Yeah. You know, I'll tell you what, again, we'll have to see how he is in the game, you know, but in practice, since the day he arrived here, there's been a lot of improvement with that from his days when I was with him in New England. Obviously, he was only a rookie, to where he is now in practice. It looks like the ball comes out with good timing and comes out, you know, quick enough.
Do you think